On September 5th, Oakland Athletics pitcher Brandon McCarthy was struck in the head by a batted ball. He is presently recovering well from a brain contusion and fractured skull. In the aftermath of that event, ESPN's Tim Kirkjian wrote about McCarthy and other pitchers who've suffered similar mishaps, and Tim joins us now. Welcome back.
Thank you, Bill.
A week after Brandon McCarthy was hit, Astros relief pitcher Mickey Story was hit in the head by a batted ball. We're not seeing some sort of trend, are we, Tim?
Well, I sure hope not, Bill. It is a terrifying situation when a pitcher lands 55 feet from home plate, off balance, his eyes aren't trained on what he needs to be doing at the moment, like a hitter is at the pitch. And it's such a dangerous situation. It is a miracle to me that no one has literally been killed on the mound by a line drive. And unfortunately, I think it's only a matter of time before somebody is hurt so badly that he'll never pitch again. This is a hard game played by hard men, and people who don't understand that have never stood 55 feet from home plate with Prince Fielder at the plate. I mean, that puts the fear of God in you, believe me.
McCarthy has asserted that he will pitch again. What, if anything, do the pitchers who've continued to succeed after this terrifying experience have in common?
Well, they have the ability to block it out and to move on and to not think about it. I spoke to Oral Hershiser, among others, about this thing here. And Oral said, look, you can't have this on your mind. You can't let the ball go thinking, I got to cover up here. I got to land so I can catch this ball. I'm afraid it's going to come back at me. If that's the way you're thinking, you will never pitch effectively again in the major leagues. I told a story about a kid named Mike Wilson who got hit right in the mouth, lost six teeth. It was the most horrifying thing I think I've ever heard from a baseball player. And he came back 2 months later and he couldn't finish his curveball. He lost 10 miles an hour off his fastball because all he was thinking about, and this is exactly how I would think, is let's get in fielding position so that doesn't happen again. But you can't do that if you want to keep pitching in the major leagues. And these big leaguers, unlike the rest of us, have the ability to block out something as traumatic as that and go back out there and pitch again.
In a lot of cases, teammates of the pitchers who get hit were also seriously traumatized. You've been writing about and broadcasting baseball for a long time, Tim. Did any of the stories they told you surprise you?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to several pitchers who told me, like Mike Wilson, for instance, that his catcher, the day Mike Wilson got hit in the mouth, his catcher had to leave the field and literally throw up. That's how bad it was. And Mike Wilson told me that he doesn't have any nightmares anymore, but he's been told by teammates who were at the game when he got hit that they have nightmares still about him getting hit. Mm. And when it affects somebody else on the field that much, I think it really speaks to how real it is. And again, this is where baseball players never get their due. This is such a dangerous game. It takes so much courage to play it. And yet we think the only courageous people out there are football players and hockey players. I maintain that little white ball can scare the life out of anyone, even the toughest football player in the world.
I understand that there has been some talk of this issue coming up at the next winter meetings. Any chance that that changes anything?
Well, the GMs always talk about issues of the game, and I'm sure it will come up at the general manager's meetings, but I'm just not sure that any general manager has an idea that hasn't been thought about to this point. Pitching is such a precise motion that if you do anything to get in the way of a pitcher's vision on what he's trying to do, meaning a mask or anything else, or mess with, you know, a helmet on his head, that simply isn't going to happen. And I think most pitchers would say, look, this is my livelihood. You can't mess with it by putting a piece of equipment on me that is going to mess up what I do. So I don't think there's a way around this, but will it be discussed? Absolutely. Should it be discussed? Absolutely. And again, I hope someone comes up with a good idea.
ESPN's Tim Kirkjian joins me from time to time to discuss baseball. Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.